The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that pulls down the pants of history because it knows what it did. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at a time when the police of Paris muscled their way into women's fashion by outlawing pants. The day was November 7th, 1800. The police chief of Paris issued an order making it illegal for women to wear pants in public. It was titled Decree Concerning the Cross-Dressing of Women, and it stated that any woman wishing to dress like a man must first go to the police and ask permission. Such approval would be granted only if a woman had a notarized letter from a health official stating a valid medical reason for why she needed to expose her legs. Any woman caught wearing pants without the proper documentation would face legal repercussions, though it's unclear how many actually did. It's also unclear exactly how many women applied for or received permits to wear pants, but there is evidence in the archives of the police prefecture in Paris that at least a couple hundred women did so, including the accomplished painter Rosa Bonheur and archaeologist Jane Dulafoy. So, aside from plain old misogyny, what made the police view women in pants as such a threat to their city? Well, like many French laws of the era, this one was largely motivated by the recent revolution. The aristocracy typically wore knee-length breeches called culottes, while the working class favored the practicality of full-length trousers. In this way, pants weren't just a symbol of masculinity, but of the ongoing battle between the upper and lower classes. Female rebels started wearing pants right alongside the male revolutionaries, and the local authorities took notice. In effect, the law banning women from wearing pants was a way to keep them in their place. If they couldn't wear the uniform of the revolution, then it would be harder for them to take part in it. And similarly, if they couldn't wear clothing suitable for manual labor, then they couldn't join the workforce. Clearly, many people had already considered it scandalous for a woman to wear trousers. In their eyes, it was a rebellious act that marked one as a nonconformist. The police decree just made that view official. Although it was a product of its time, the anti-pants law had disturbingly long legs. Pun shamefully intended. It stuck around long after the revolution had ended, and the Paris police made sure people remembered it. In the 1880s, they handed out flyers reminding women of the public that the ban on pants was still in effect. A decade later, in 1892, the law was loosened slightly to allow women to wear pantaloons, provided they were holding the reins of a horse while doing so. The law was amended a second time in 1909 to allow for another travel-based exception. Women could now wear pants when holding the handlebars of a bicycle. How generous! A few more allowances were informally given during the World Wars, when women took on new jobs in the war effort. But in the end, the law outlasted the war. Both of them. Interest in the law was renewed in 1933, when German-American actress Marlene Dietrich dared to wear pants in Paris. During the voyage to France, she had been photographed wearing a white pantsuit while aboard the ship. It was quickly reported that Paris police had seen the photos and issued a warning that the actress would be arrested if she wore menswear while visiting the city. Those reports were never confirmed, and there's no record of Dietrich being arrested in Paris, which surely would have been front-page news if it had happened. Still, even if the law wasn't being enforced, it was on the books, and clearly on people's minds, too. Culturally, the mainstream view of women wearing pants didn't begin to shift until the 1960s. That's when fashion designers like Yves Saint Laurent began featuring women's trousers in fashion shows. This helped promote the idea that there's nothing shameful or inappropriate about a woman in pants. Gradually, as adherence to the anti-pants law faded, people started forgetting there was a law at all, which is how it managed to survive all the way into the 21st century. Finally, in 2010, a group of Green Party lawmakers introduced a bill to do away with the no-pants law and other similarly outdated judicial rulings. However, in an unsettling turn, the Paris prefecture, the descendant of the body that originally issued the ban, objected to revoking it. They argued that it wasn't worth the hassle of repealing such a laughable law, especially since it wasn't being enforced. The bill stopped there for the time being, but thankfully in 2013, the matter was taken up again by Najat Vallaud-Belkacem, the French Minister of Women's Rights. After getting the law repealed, the minister wrote, quote, "This ordinance is incompatible with the principles of equality between women and men, which are listed in the Constitution and in France's European commitments. The document is nothing but a museum piece." It's absurd that a law dictating what women could wear remained on the books in Paris for 213 years. But the story is also a reminder of the freedoms we take for granted today. Plenty of other places, both then and now, place restrictions on personal liberties, some as simple as the right to dress how you want. That fight for freedom of expression will go on and on, which is why it's nice sometimes to reflect on a story like this, one where the reason for fighting in the first place starts to look so ridiculous that everyone just stops. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you liked what you heard, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to me at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.